Now, if you ever want to go on air, I can actually put you on camera, too. I'll put the camera on you because you're beautiful.
Yeah, I'm not you. That's dumb. Okay.
No, put it on me, too. I'm handsome. Large and handsome. And we're live. This is Dr. Bill Nickel over the Nutrition Medical Report. And we have Friday. It is Friday. It is the 21st of February 2020. Clear vision. And Michelle's got all your questions here, and I'm going to let her do the announcements to start with, and I'll insert some later. So, Michelle, we are going to go live on Genesis, and I just talked to Ted Anderson and got an email last night from Georgia Tech over there and Leah Wickenhauser. Mm-hmm. We'll be live on the 2nd of March, which is Monday after next. Mm-hmm. We'll be doing the show from 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific. Plus, I'm doing video 7.
Those are the exact same hours we've had for 14
Right, but
weeks.
I'm also going to be doing video, hopefully parallel. I'm trying to work out with George and with my techie people how to work it out so that I can do parallel videos and videos afterward, too. So while we're on live on radio, we're going to be what I call Vitoradio. In other words, we're basically doing... Basically, I'm inventing Vitoradio.
Vitoradio.
So it's video and radio.
Radio.
Too.
It sounds. It doesn't sound radio. It sounds
it's
ratty.
It's called Vitoradio.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway,
you like that?
Can I say hello to everybody? I'd love to.
You like that term, hey?
Can I say hello?
Yes.
I like your term.
It's your true job, Misha. You're the host here this hour.
Well, I just want to say hello to everybody, and I'm going to suffer through. This is my second last. Only have one more show to do until it's back to normal when we go to GCN.
It won't be normal. It'll never be normal.
No.
Because it will be video. It'll be Vitoradio. It'll be on live on Genesis. And on.
Bill?
Well, no, the commercials will be playing. Their commercials will be playing over
right.
at Genesis.
It'll be
and
normal.
Our commercials will be playing here
on
video.
We'll have something that we haven't had this month, which is hilarious, and it's never been that way for 14 years.
Right.
And that is, we don't have a board op.
Right.
You're the board op.
Right.
Which is funny. That's probably why our times are all over the place. Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Right. If you're wondering what Bill's doing right now, he's going right. He's staring into his cell phone.
Well, somebody tried to call me while I'm going on air. Craig Gwynn, and I know him.
Well, why do you have your cell phone open and pointing at
your face? I always have it
open
because sometimes I have to call people. Like the next hour, I will be connecting by Skype to talk to Harley Schlanger in Berlin.
Yeah, but not in my hour.
No. I always keep it open because I have to stay connected. Anyway, go ahead, honey.
Okay, Bill.
It's your hour. You're the host. I just answer your questions. Go ahead.
Well, you're forgiven because, my gosh, I got so many compliments about you this week. People telling me how much they just love you and how much they look forward to, you know, your take on the coronavirus and everything else. And you're strong, your love that you have for God.
Well, I love God, and I love God's people, and it doesn't matter if they're good or bad. You know, God cares for you, even if
everybody's good or bad.
He wants you to pray for people that do bad because he wants you to repent, okay?
Because everybody's good and bad.
By the way, I got to make a comment that'll make me laugh a little.
Okay.
Once in a while, I get a comment, and somebody says, we're selling snake oil.
Who said that?
Somebody on YouTube, right? And I'm thinking...
On YouTube?
Yeah, he mustn't have been listening for a while because I've been doing the show for, like, you know, approaching... 16 years on Genesis, and before that...
But you just ignore those comments.
No. The reason why I say that is because you have to understand. The problem is the regular medical profession, even if they had a vaccine or the new remdesivir antiviral, they're not going to be available for the public for a year for this virus.
No, what's the snake oil?
No, the problem is people say things like that, and I'm going to say something Christian and biblical, okay? It's really important to understand that it's God's way or the highway. God doesn't negotiate with good and evil. It's either, I tell people we have to do God and add an extra O to do good. In other words, you got to pray, which is the most important thing we do. You have to ask God, reading your Bible and praying, what does God want you to do? And so what we're doing is trying to save people physically by giving them nutraceuticals to protect them from the flu.
That's right.
And we don't know whether it's going to be 2.5% or 15% lethal. Right now the numbers we have are kind of all over the place.
And spiritually, you're also...
Right.
Very. I mean, I know I hear from people every week.
Right.
Telling me that they like to listen to you, not just for your knowledge and your medical stuff and everything, but they feel spiritually
with compassion.
Fulfilled. And
yeah.
Yeah. They want to hear that compassion.
Right. Well, yeah, that's important. So.
Oh, you know what? That reminds me of a letter that I got today, or yesterday. It was yesterday, Thursday.
Right.
And let me see. I do have it over here right now because that you bring it up, Bill. And
I'm putting our picture up so people can see us there.
There we are.
Yeah.
Oh, that was fun. I don't want to cruise anymore ever again in my life, but that was a nice time. Yeah. That was on the cruise. Remember, we just took that picture going to dinner real quick.
That's a couple years ago. She said,
hey, you guys want a picture? And I looked at you, and we just laughed, and there it is on our...
Yeah, but now they want that little thing around your neck, and you're like in the Matrix when you go on a cruise line.
Oh, it's horrible now.
It's horrifying.
It is. They know where you are at all times.
They know where your carcass is inside the ship, down to a meter anywhere. Uh-huh. In fact, you walk up to your door and says, hello. And it's like the damn ship is talking to you. It's crazy.
They know who you're with, who you're not with, and everything else. Anyways, I wanted to bring up this email, even though it's not email time. And that's from Inga. Inga is from Millbrook, Southampton, Hampshire, the UK.
Uh-huh.
All those names I always have, right? But I don't know how long we talked, a half an hour here. This was about a week or so ago.
She has a good phone plan.
She since ordered.
It cost her a lot of money to phone that long from England all the way to California.
You know, that's true.
She probably has a good plan. Maybe she could route this here.
I don't know, but anyways, she's so sweet and so fun and so knowledgeable to talk to. You know, this is my job, right? My job is
well. You're a wonderful lady. Honestly, I gotta say, I appreciate you because
not again.
I've been with you 35 years.
I'm trying to read.
You're the most wonderful lady. You're beautiful.
Oh,
you're sweet, and you're godly. And you're the mother of our children and grandchildren, and you are special to me.
Yeah, you say that all the time, but you know, I'm not the type of person to sit here and say, well, Bill, I don't want to tell the whole world that I love you, and I just kissed you about a half hour ago, and everything else. You would tell everybody
everything. No, but I want people to know that we're a team.
Gosh,
you know? Actually, I want to say something.
We are a team.
I want to talk about something about marriage.
A team.
I want people to know this, that when God looks on us as a family, the only sacred institution is not the church, it's the family.
Amen.
And when God looks at a man and a woman, he doesn't look at an individual. He just sees two individuals, but we are actually one being. Did you know that?
Well, it feels like that.
Yeah.
It does feel like
we're two individuals, but one being. And we're also all part of a larger body because we're both an I and a we. I call it the one I verse. So in other words, when we become the bride of God, you know, when he comes back from the marriage supper, he's not marrying like one person or maybe elevating one guy or lady. He's elevating the whole human race, basically.
Well, I see our NutriMedical family as an extension of our family.
Right. In fact, one of the things I got to tell you this vision I had. I don't know if I mentioned it before. I was praying a few weeks ago when I did my video on the 27th of January. And God gave me a vision of China being a woman pregnant. And then they're in agony. They're in pain with the abdominal pains and whatever. Mm-hmm. And you got to remember, a quarter of humanity are Chinese. Mm-hmm. Now, when I had my guest on yesterday, Pastor Carl Gallops, one of his guys is Zev Parot, and his wife is Chinese, and he's a Messianic pastor. I want you to understand, we have to save the Chinese, because I believe that this is a bioweapon that was actually released by the West on them. I don't think the Chinese are stupid enough to do this.
Is that the latest thing?
Yeah, the latest thing I have is evidence that, in fact, this is a weapon.
Okay.
And so we weren't talking about another hours, but I want people to know we want to help the Chinese people. So I contacted their embassy to try to tell them about our technology.
Okay, Bill.
Go ahead.
What about Inga?
Go ahead with Inga.
Part of our NutriMedical family.
Yeah.
Okay. I know all that other stuff. I know. You know. I try not to. It's starting to give me a zonky.
No, it should give you a zonky.
I've got a bad zonky today. What I call a zonky, and that's when you know you read about all this stuff.
Well,
and it's like, oh my gosh! I don't have to read. I just walk past Bill, and he starts telling me things that I'm.
I'll tell you where your concern is.
I
got to say this to you before you continue. You're a very humble lady, and you don't like to draw attention to yourself, right? I don't want people to worship me. I'm the bait bucket guy for the Lord. I'm not even a fisherman. He's a fisherman, right? But I want people to understand, we are going to get central attention worldwide here shortly. And you're going to have to realize that we're not going to be a minor player in this worldwide.
And I don't want to be a player in anything. I just want to do our show.
No, we're going to be a major player. And
why
the thing
do you even
is,
think
we have to
way?
Honor the God with that because, you see, he's given us technologies to not only help people get through all kinds of times, but this SARS coronavirus is about to create the New World Order. This is great medical martial law in America and worldwide. It's doing it in China. It's happening around the world.
Can I read my email?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. Anyways, she says, from Inga, a good day, Michelle/Dr. Bill. That's because she talked to me.
Right.
But she loves you. When I listen to Dr. Deagle's talks, I realize I am in the company of a sparklingly brilliant mind. See, this is why I don't have to compliment you. A beautiful mind that is attached to an equally impressive warrior. As for Michelle, I see the saying, behind every great man is a great woman.
Right.
Dr. Bill has needed you. Yes, you did.
Yes,
you
did.
Cook your meals.
I'm the balloon of the string. I'm the balloon of the string to keep me floating off into space.
No, you know, also your laundry. You know, you'd never do your laundry. You'd no. never cook. You'd never
well,
do
actually,
anything.
I'm,
if I didn't
ooh,
do
you're
it,
you're penciling
you
me.
Would just
watch
work.
Over your pen. You got just pen my thumb.
Oh, poor you. You got pen on your thumb.
Yeah, I know. That's the thumb that I had a little accident here a week
See?
Ago.
See, I'm not empathetic, not when it comes
well,
to
Well, you should be empathetic of this poor thumb. This
you
is
know,
the one that got injured.
You always say that on the air, but I've got
That's
you
the thumb that...
Pen.
No, no, it's minor. It's a, it's just...
Of course it's,
really,
it's minor.
It's very sensitive, that's all.
Can I finish reading this?
Yeah, go
this?
Ahead.
Where was it? Oh, yeah. So, I like both of you. That's very sweet. And you're both wholesome. Boy, this is all compliments, Bill.
Let's get down to
and
the
you
meat
both
of it.
Have standards.
Yeah.
Dr. Bill, she wants me to tell you this, Bill.
Huh?
So I'm telling you this now. Dr. Bill, go back to regularly, proudly, rattling those ice cubes in your glass during your talks. I miss those ice cubes rattling sounds. For me, they add it to your show. A man blasting out the war truth across the planet, while also at the same time sitting at ease in his own home at his war desk with his glass of liquid and ice cubes. You achieved perfect balance there with that ice cube rattle, Dr.
Oh, that's
Bill.
Funny.
Isn't that sweet?
She's got a sense of humor,
yeah,
hey?
I'm so glad that I found the work and lives of Michelle and Bill Deagle, nice people who care. Oh, my gosh.
Well,
and Inga, I'm telling you, talking to her, Bill, it brings tears to
well,
my eyes because she's spiritually and... You know, in every,
well,
it's just every way
okay,
connected to us.
Let me tell you a story. You know our son is an amazing cook, right, Chris?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the guy's a genius at
cooking.
You know, if he has
doesn't
amazing,
he outdo me on everything?
He does outdo everybody. Fancy restaurants, okay? But anyway,
like I'll say I have a dish that I can make that's decent, like lasagna, for example.
Right, right.
Then
but
he makes it, and it's...
Well, let me tell you, okay?
Yeah.
One of the things he's talked about, because he's studying engineering, and he's our tech guy, right, or... He's just studying all the WordPress
he's,
and all
he's
this.
He's doing a lot of our IT right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, our IT. Anyway, here's the point.
He is a
here's
software
point.
Engineer. He's studying WordPress.
Let me
WordPress.
Get to my point, honey, because you
what
like
dear?
The story, right?
What?
Well, talking, one of the things he talked about is beginning of making a food truck or having a series of food trucks, right?
Yeah, but he's not going to do
no,
that.
No, I know that, but you know he's got engineering. But
yeah,
that's something. It's just one of the things he likes to think about.
To think about.
Right. But well, here's what I got a vision last
what?
Week. And I realized we're doing a radio show and our videos, which you do a lot now. I do videos. It's really... God wants us to, when you're a believer and you give words to people that encourage them, you give them what's called manna or truth,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So I realize you and I run this manna truck
mm-hmm.
for the Lord. We give manna for people's health, their geopolitical prospering, and their spiritual prospering so their soul gets to be with God forever. So think of us as people running a manna truck.
Okay.
So we got a manna truck for the Lord. How's that?
It's wonderful, Bill. Just wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
Do I look like I think it's wonderful?
Yeah, well, yeah. Just think about you and me.
I love the look on your face. My gosh, we have to do video.
You're,
I don't need. To, I can't be the only person seeing this look on your face.
So
when
so,
you say something, you laugh at it full-heartedly. And
you can imagine you driving and me over at the restaurant part serving people at the window with a manna truck, right? People say, "I want to feel some hope. I'm dying of cancer. I want to feel some hope. The SARS coronavirus just killed my mama.
Well, we'd have to
I want
have
some hope. They decided in my state that I can't travel with my guns anymore. They're going to seize my guns.
We'd have to have a lot of supplements in that truck.
Well, the Lord's starting to provide them.
Wouldn't it be great if we just give out the supplements and just say, here you go, here you go, here you go.
Well,
because
maybe
you know,
some billionaire will give us enough money we can just give it all out. But right now we can't do that. We try to give them the best price we can.
We still have a mortgage. We're still paying off our house.
Well, you know, honestly, what I'm concerned about is that we're going to get such great demand we're going to have trouble meeting it.
I like it just the way it is now.
Well, it's not going to stay that way.
We'll see. Bill, Melanie, I talked to Melanie, well, actually she referred a gentleman friend of hers, Robert. He's a private pilot, an airline, like not an airline pilot, a jet pilot,
right.
They call it, where he takes, you know, families,
right.
rich families, like he said, she said even to Saudi Arabia, they go everywhere.
Yeah,
he goes
anywhere
around the world. And anyways, recently he had a quadruple
bypass.
And I did put him through to you.
I talked to him, yeah.
And he was asking me, this is what he called and asked, he said, Melanie said that I need the CoQ10 ubiquinol, and he thought that was all he needed because he had to do a test for the FAA coming up this Thursday, and he wondered if I could overnight and get his CoQ10 ubiquinol to him and his test would be good
well,
by Thursday. And I said I put him through to you because I thought, gee, if it's that serious and you want your test, it can't be just one product.
Let me give you a little background, okay? I've been a civil aviation examiner for 4 decades. And when you're going for a test like this, if you fail it because you've had a bypass, you're not flying anywhere. Because if you have a cardiac arrest or arrhythmia in an airline, mm-hmm. the plane's going to crash. So his idea that he can get one supplement because he talks to a friend and it's going to make him pass the test is a non-qualified delusion. Now, we can help him, but he needs a starter protocol to start with. And, of course, what I tell him, first off, you got to reverse the calcification with CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol, vitamin K2, right, and vitamin K2. Mm-hmm. You have to take Omega Supreme Pro to reverse the inflammation of the heart and the arteries. You got to take things like natokines to lower the blood viscosity. You got to take Cardiovasc, because it improves perfusion.
Right.
You got to take things to stop the free radicals like H2-plex hydrogen, ultrathiamine B1, gamma E+, and cell detox glutathione. It's a complex process. Cholesterol does not cause heart disease. In fact, when people take cholesterol-lowering agents, happy castration, because you get rid of LDL cholesterol. Without it, you don't make male hormone or CoQ10. So when you say, I want to take CoQ10, he's watching a commercial on TV.
I realize why people think it's a one supplement thing, because in my emails every day I get just so much spam from places that say, yes, take this one.
Do you know why?
Do this.
Do you know why? It's unqualified people. We'll give an example. They'll have commercials all over the place for QAnon, CoQ10. Mm-hmm. We have the only CoQ10, regular CoQ10, that doesn't polymerize. Now, I used to make it, remember, in Denver years ago? And what's funny, the compounding pharmacist said, now, Deagle, you know, this is only good for a month. I said, what do you mean it's only good for a month? It would crystallize. And once it polymerizes, it becomes totally useless. So people don't realize, unless you get our CoQ10,
Corrine,
and then our...
Corrine from over in Arizona.
Right.
I don't know if it was in heat or what happened, or cold or something, but she thought that her CoQ10 crystallized. She thought...
No, it doesn't. Ours doesn't. Never. Yeah. Never. It has a special anti-crystallizing agent.
And how would you know if it crystallized anyways?
Well, it's a microcrystalline structure, but ours has a special agent that will prevent it from crystallizing, no matter what, heat, whatever.
Right.
And then we have
even
the CoQ10...
Even if it looks funny, you know.
Doesn't matter.
Like it's irrelevant.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. And then we also have CoQ10 Ubiquinol.
So you
Ubiquinol.
Couldn't tell by just
right.
staring at it.
Then we have CoQ10 Ubiquinol that's a reserve form that converts back in the body to CoQ10, but also crosses the blood-brain barrier and reverse gum problems. So you need two CoQ10s. I take two CoQ10... regular and two CoQ10 Ubiquinol across the blood-brain barrier.
You do.
I do every day, twice a day, twice a day.
I take one CoQ10. Well, you have more going on problems than I do. I don't have any problems.
Those problems are gone.
So
I mean,
CoQ10 Ubiquinol, I take one every day, and sometimes
you should take the CoQ10 Ubiquinol. You know why?
I do.
You
know what, Bill? I just forgot too. I started to sometimes in the evening on my evening. Vitamins, I've added an extra one.
Well, I'll tell you the reason why you got to take the CoQ10, because when you we have people with osteoarthritis, the same underlying cause of the osteoarthritis can cause, as you get older, dementia. And the one that's a better CoQ10 for you is CoQ10 Ubiquinol, because it crosses the blood-brain barrier along with selenium, cruciferate, and Cognition Plus.
Yes.
Because right now in Britain, with 5G network and all the phone and the video cameras and everywhere, the number one cause of death in Britain is dementia. And with them putting 5G network up, it's actually going up this week. Do you know that? And they're planning putting
where?
World. It's called the world. Earth.
No. It's going up where?
Low Earth orbit satellites. There's 6 companies.
Oh.
And the low Earth orbit satellites will mean you'll be able to get high definition on your phone, even in the Atacama Plain of South America, in the middle of nowhere, where there's not a blade of grass for 100 miles.
Oh my gosh! This sounds like
it's the end of the world.
New world order type stuff, doesn't it?
God's going to intervene, and God actually showed me what's going to intervene will be a pole shift. We're talking about this on other shows.
Yeah, other shows.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the Ubiquinol. Yeah, I wonder should I take an extra one in the evening?
Yes, one twice a day of the Ubiquinol.
The reason Bill
and the
Cognition
Plus too. You want to take that?
The reason that Bill will say the osteoarthritis is because that is one thing that I secretly have, but I'd never tell you that on the air because, hey, I always say I have nothing. But I now now that it's 64 years young, I have, I guess the thing is I feel like I don't have it because Bill has me on the regimen of supplements that anybody else, so I have not had, like I have zero pain. So I don't think I have anything, but you know what, Bill? If I went off, a few days or whatever.
We'd be like your daddy, who was a very tough old fisherman in Norway, who was Viking, and he had bad osteoarthritis before he died. He was a smoker. Fortunately, a smoker. You and I aren't smokers, so our lungs are healthy.
No, back in the day, unfortunately, my mother and father were smokers.
Right.
I can remember, you know, having to...
Well, they had smoked so much in my house when I was a kid, I had to go outside and play, because yeah. My mother would start a cigarette in the morning and talk to my grandmother, and had run some 6-packs a day.
Oh, your mother gets some. She is the record for smoking.
Yeah. She lived into her 80s, though. She was a tough character. But my dad, because he worked around nuclear plants and heavy water plants, the toxic crap you get exposed to killed him 20 years before he should have died.
There's a gal I talked to. She's a sweet, well, she's young.
Right.
And she's newlywed, and she's pregnant and happy. Connie is from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada.
Right.
And she just ordered with me the Bev 500.
Right.
And she's all excited, but as her husband told her, you know, now that she's pregnant and everything, she needs to have good, clean water.
Clean water, yeah.
And they presently have the Berkey, but they did the research to see that the Berkey doesn't get out what the pure water system does. So they've decided that they're going to get rid of the Berkey and, you know, upgrade to the pure water system.
And by the way, don't go to your plumber either with the Culligan, because these are 3 times as expensive as ours, and it doesn't work, okay?
Yeah. Bill, but what she wanted me to tell you was that in Edmonton, the people are finding the water is really polluted now, like it's really bad.
Do you know why?
And it's from the fracking. From the fracking.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
What they think it is from the fracking.
Well, what happens is the fracking is getting into the groundwater.
Yeah, it is. She told me, not, you know.
It's also, by the way, when you're near areas where there's fault zones, like in Northern California, it causes frack wakes. Mm-hmm. So, and unfortunately, this is one of the things that we're trying to get through to Knucklehead Trump, because you see. It's called frack wakes. You frack in areas like Oklahoma and Northern California, it causes earthquakes. Big earthquakes. Yeah. Big suckers.
Bill, one more. Jackie has been a customer of NutriMedical for 13 years or more.
Wow.
Right, Jackie? And guess where she's listening from? And I remembered you, and I want to say hi. I'm Dr. Bill. Would you say hi to Jacqueline and her husband?
Hello, Jackie.
They listen regularly from Holland.
Nice.
Isn't that cool? Oh, my gosh. Bill's putting on that pain cream. That stuff is incredible.
It's a miracle. Yeah, by the way, it not only turns off pain, it turns off dermatitis. And it doesn't just take it off the skin. It takes off the joints, your ligaments. If you lost range of motion, you put this stuff on.
How Chris works out and everything, and he did something to his leg.
He put just the littlest bit of it.
Just gave him some of yours. But you know how quickly it worked? Like a minute. Amazing. What is in our new pain cream? It's called Pain Away Cream.
What's in it?
I'm excited.
Okay, well, let me go over what's in it. What's in it, number one? It has some really amazing things. It's got a special glucosamine product, right? It's called 2-aminodeoxybeta-D
Can you just say the English, Bill, please?
It's got methylsomal methane, MSM. Yeah. It's got glucosamine.
It's got
what's called Boswellia serrata, which is the sacred oil that was given to Jesus.
Frankincense.
Yeah. Right? And it has also...
Arnica,
Montana.
Yeah.
And...
all the good stuff, you guys, out there that are listening.
And by the way, when you put it on, it's soothing. It's like, you get this feeling. As soon as you put it on, you go, whoa,
it's
man,
crazy
that's...
good.
Yeah,
crazy
so it's
good.
Better than an ice pack. It's like you put it on and go,
This would be Daddy B's latest.
Yeah, and the other one we
product,
have is the other new product.
Pain Away Cream, and we've been wanting to get something like this for years.
Well, this is going to replace our curcumin cream. It's got curcumin in it. That's the other thing, is people don't realize the most sacred herb.
Oh, you didn't say curcumin.
By the way, the most sacred herb in the world to stop cancer and everything, even your skin, is curcumin. Now, the other product we have is Superfolate TR.
Wait, we're not finished this one. I don't think you said curcumin.
Curcumin basically turns off cancer cell changes, turns off inflammation.
No, I'm saying you didn't say it for the list.
It does. It's the number one thing, curcumin.
You put it up on the website. Right.
It's all up there.
And did you list in English?
Yes, everything's on there.
Frankincense.
It's all in there. I'm going to put a video up this weekend on too. The other one is a new superfolate. Now you got to understand, if there's one nutrient that's the most important you need to take to stop. To detoxify, myelinate your brain, create digestive enzymes, get rid of toxic chemicals and everything.
You know what's funny,
it's folic acid.
He talked me into it. I started taking it yesterday because you told me why I needed it. What was it you said? You said something like, if I didn't, that it does it?
Well, let me explain. Folic acid is water soluble. So when you take, let's say, green salad, you have to methylate it. And 40% of the population has gene SNPs that can't methylate properly. 25% of white people and 50% of Hispanics, and overall in North America it's around 40%.
Right.
So if you can't methylate, you can't myelinate your brain or create neurotransmitters or get rid of toxins or make your hormones or basically stop cancer.
But if you can't methylate, how do you know if you can methylate or not?
If I do fancy tests on you.
Most people, but who knows?
People like Dr. Deagle. Regular doctors have no idea.
Let's just say that you can methylate. Do you still need the superfolate?
Yes, because it doesn't last long. Let me explain. We have a thing called methylate. Our new one now, the other one was very good, 2,000 milligrams, micrograms. But this was in a methylcellulose release, so it's 5,000 micrograms in a methylcellulose release. You take one capsule in the morning, maybe one later in the day, but maybe just one a day.
Yeah.
And
for
it
me,
gives you all
day,
day long. Yeah. And what it does, you take that with our PowerMethyl B12, and it's really important because people don't realize without actual B12 and folate, you protect against baby neural tube defects, you protect against ADD, ADHD in children that are being born.
This would be good
so
for
a mama
Connie,
needs to take
for
it.
Connie, who's just pregnant, she's only like a couple months pregnant.
She needs to take it. It'll stop neural tube defects. It'll also stop ADD, ADHD,
how
and Asperger's.
How soon would you have to take it in a pregnancy to
before
be
you get
it? Before you get pregnant.
Before you get pregnant, ideally, yeah. And then you want to also take it to prevent dementia, heart disease. When your arteries calcify, if you can't methylate, you're going to get calcified arteries. It also helps protect against oxidation of cholesterol to form 9-aminohydroxycholesterol and dead macrophages.
Some of it has a tendency to osteoarthritis. Does that mean they're not methylating? Maybe
yes. Methylation takes out heavy metals, helps to create basically everything is related
to
methylation.
What would be the signs? How would your person know if they methylate properly or not? How would they know?
Well, first off, osteoarthritis is lack of methylation. Do you know that?
Oh, well, you told me.
So, for example, glycosaminoglycans require methylation. That's why you'll see the components of this, of the cream. But the components of methylation support with folic will have to prevent osteo. So you can see somebody with osteoarthritis in their joints, their methylation is screwed up, but also they're at risk of getting dementia because the same methylation pathways will affect their myelination of their brain. There's three causes of dementia. Dysmyelination, neurotransmitter imbalances, and microcirculatory, which you can detect on a SPECT blood flow scan of the brain and a quantitative electroencephalogram, which is not a regular EEG. Mm-hmm. It's one done by a sinus doctor or a PhD that looks at the voltages and the coherence pattern of the frequency matching across the cortex. I got trained under a company up in Boulder that does Lexicore.
Right.
And with the NSA and the government agencies use this, and we're doing all kinds of advanced stuff.
So, summarizing, why do you need...
Almost everything in your body is dependent on high-quality folic acid that's there all day long and has to be methylated.
And what does it do?
It works along with B12 to detox you, myelinate you, create your neurotransmitters, prevent you against heart disease... Help to prevent.
How come we didn't talk about this before that much?
Well, I've talked before about superfolate, but now we have the superfolate TR.
It's not a very popular product.
It should be popular. It should be one of the top ones, right up there with vitamin Mineral Max or whatever. And by the way, I've changed the name of our Keto Power to Keto Slim, because people don't understand.
No,
I'm also going to get a better price. We're working with the guys. It's that important. It's that important because if you're trying to lose weight, you got to get off sugar, and that's why our glycemic is good. Our diabetoline to lower insulin resistance. But the other products we're working on, by the way, are we're upgrading the formula for arthritics, joint performance, and we have a new one called lithium orotate, which is called MindCalm. So if you're hyper, the MindCalm lithium orotate is going
to
really calm you down, along with our GABA-T2.
I'll talk to you later about the keto, but right now it is 12:32. We've been a whole half hour with no commercials. See, it's like when I go on the air with you and you don't have a boy.
No, I always let you
decide.
We
need a commercial.
All you have to do is say, Bill, hit the commercial button.
Time for
and
commercial.
I
want to go out and walk in that California sunshine for a couple minutes.
Well, I'm going to give you a break here because you see, you just have to say, Bill, do it, you see.
I'm going to go get a glass of water.
Cybernetically omniscient and omnipotent. How's that?
What do you think about the ice about Inga? Inga. How do you say your name? Inga.
Yeah, well, I know. I don't have any ice here. I just have soda. I can pop the soda can, though, which you can hear it pop when I go on air.
And I'm the one always saying, put the ice away, right?
Don't do it.
And here I find
Well, it makes people feel relaxed that they know I'm in my studio.
Well, I guess, you know.
Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. I'm going to give you a couple minutes break here. I'm going to go to commercial break, and we'll have a little...
Okay. You got the commercial going there, Bill?
This is Dr. Bill Deagle updating our database at NutriMedical.com.
We're good.
Vitamin Mineral Max is an amazing
isn't
that
nice? I'm pretty technically advanced now, all right?
Jumps in these single nucleotide polymer morphic DNA conversion blocks. And it supports phase 2 detoxification with sulfation and glucuronidation.
No, I think it's going to get warmer than that.
Remarkable formula. The most powerful multivitamin in the world. It's complementary with Minerals Plus, which includes additional minerals for connective tissue. detox, neurotransmitter support.
You enjoying the show, are you, sweetie?
Including hormones for the adrenal gland.
How's that little sweet angel, Kelsey, doing?
Highly bioactivated, hypoallergenic formula is multivitamin mineral.
How's the sweet angel doing, Kelsey?
Vitamin Princess cofactors, Kelsey, folic acid, blend of 5-methyl folic acid, fat and albion chelates minerals, which will chelate and pick up the ion channels and go directly across the membrane. It's a balanced formula that is bioactivated, so it jumps any gene defects or single nucleotide polymorphisms. Contains antioxidants, vitamin D and E, selenium, carotenoids, and phase one detox as well. So a very remarkable formula. Usually recommend you take one capsule twice a day. We have a vitamin mineral max powder too, which is a fruit flavored powder, which is excellent. One scoop equals one capsule. We use for adults or children. This is an amazing formula for phase two detox for sulfation, methylation, and glucuronidation, which is often deficient in many people and have detox pathway deficiencies. So you usually take one capsule to two capsules twice a day. The formula, of course, is maximum wellness. It's one of the base formulas almost everybody should be taking every day. And then it helps to support good nutrition because a lot of times foods are not bioactivated, like folic acid and B12 and specific main and trace minerals that need to get across the membrane into the cell to activate genes, produce structural proteins and enzymes. It therefore supports healthy antioxidant activity, cell and tissue regeneration, antioxidant activity, etc., and detoxification, sulfation, methylation, glucuronidation. We have an amazing formula here today. So I recommend you get Vitamin Mineral Max and a capsule, the powder is equivalent to it. One scoop equals the Vitamin Mineral Max powder. Fruit flavored and great for kids or adults who don't like to swallow capsules. Get it today at NutriMedical.com and stay well. If you have questions, do contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical at drbilldeagle.com. 888-212-8871 is our order line. The show is from 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific, Monday to Friday. And you can call in if you have questions of the show or if you want to get a free starter protocol, just email me at contactus@NutriMedical or email NutriMedical at drbilldeagle. Thank you, and if you want a free starter protocol, do contact us. Otherwise, do a very advanced consultative for testing, blood testing, and other testing with the affiliate work with clinics all over the world, even in foreign languages. And I do train doctors free, but do charge for my time to review the records and do a recording for you on your consultation anywhere in the world. Thank you for listening. Take care and take action every day of your life with the most advanced nutraceuticals at NutriMedical.com.
Too, so I think I'll go off a couple minutes before the top of the hour.
No, you don't have to. It only takes me a second to connect with Harley on Skype.
No, well, I'm not going to be going over the hour.
No, you don't have to go over the hour. We're going to go live here in a second here and listen to Bob. And we're back with Michelle. And Misha, you got some questions here? And
yeah, we can get into the questions now, Bill. Now that we did all that talking.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Let's start here with Dylan from Quebec, Canada. Another person from Canada. My name is Dylan. He says he's from Quebec. I sent an email to Dr. Bell a week ago asking about a formulation for HPV. He had mentioned back in a segment in 2017. I have fairly severe genital warts, and I was in an accident at my work, and there was an explosion that put plastics and alkaline chemicals in my eyes, causing me to lose a majority of my vision in the left eye. I have since almost fully recovered from the work accident and have been told I have 20/20 vision again, but it's still hazy like a frosted car windshield. Bill? Okay, I'll just leave it at that.
Corneal damage, basically. You can have a corneal transplant, or we can try to reverse the injury to the cornea and see if we can heal it.
Like what?
Well, you want to use Can-See eye drops, number one. Right. You want to use Vision Max because it's not just the cornea, probably inside the eye as well with the oxidative stress. Mm-hmm. Can-See eye drops, 2 drops 4 times a day, and Vision Max, 2 capsules twice a day.
Well, he says here he wants a list of supplements to help relieve me of my HPV.
Topically, 4 times a day, Neutrodyne spray diluted, silver alternating back and forth every 2 hours, Neutrodyne 15 drops in water 3 times a day, and Halcemet capsule 3 times a day. Defense, which is strips off the capsule of all RNA and DNA viruses.
And, he says he has Alimax. That's not powerful enough.
No, you need that. Alimax is one of our lower level things that can help. The Alimax we have, the best one is the Allicin Med. And the Neutrodyne, and of course we do have NutriSilver.
What's HPV again?
Human papillomavirus.
But what is that?
It's a virus that grows in your skin and can cause warts.
Okay.
Right. Genital warts syndrome.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing as the genital warts, right?
Yeah.
HPV. Okay, where are we here? I'm going to keep this person anonymous because this person's well known.
You know, I always use the term anonymous because I remember that learning that term about 25 years ago. They're always on that British comedy series, you know.
Monty Python.
Monty Python. You see, anonymous is everywhere.
You know how I know? Because you say this all the time.
I know.
Over the
it's
years.
Funny.
Now I have to tell you. Are you
sure? No, I remember it. It's so funny because anonymous is everywhere, okay?
Anyway, I'm doing this.
I know.
Because this person is well known.
I know.
Okay? On the radio and everything else, okay? I don't want to say who they are.
Right.
Hey, Bill, he says too, right? He doesn't say, hey, Dr. Bill. He sounds like me. I say, hey, Bill. Hey, don't I? I say Bill.
Yeah. Remember when we went to that conference in Illinois back years ago?
Which one?
And we went and got some artwork done. And the artist thought
that was a doctor.
They put a caption below that says, Bill the Pill.
Right.
That was one of my nicknames back in medical school because I was such a character, right?
Such a pill.
Yeah.
Right. Don't tell us.
I shoved aside the senior resident to do the surgery. In orthopedics, I did 40 total hips before I graduated medical school in 77.
Okay, let's go on to Anonymous.
Always been a pain in the butt.
Bill the Pill? Let's go on to Anonymous.
Uh-huh.
He says, I was telling you about my health crisis. First, I had the left lung condition aching if I took a deep breath, and a lump under my left arm aching, lump on my left back aching.
Right.
But then I started on baking soda and lemon juice, and my pH jumped to 8.5 and stays there. Lung stopped hurting, and lump under my arm stopped hurting and reduced the swelling. But then suddenly my right hip starts to be so painful I cannot walk sometimes.
Right.
And today my hip is very inflamed and hurts so bad I've been trying to take a Krilloil, a regular over-the-counter one.
Yeah.
But it just aches. My whole hip area, so it's not helping. Back, buttocks, like Forrest Gump, and down my thigh, but now there's also a numbness in the front hip area. This sounds much scarier now with the numbness. What could this be? I thought it was osteoarthritis, and you said it could be bursitis, and then you said perhaps the lung condition migrated. Is it possible to get cancer in your hip? I guess he's getting worried, right? So, Bill, well, and you know who I'm talking about, which we won't say his name.
Right, well let me give you a kind of multi-layer answer. First off, I'm a very thorough medical doctor, and I'm a medical legal expert in every area, but when I do a diagnosis, he asks a zillion questions.
You know what he also says? Pain is so, at the bottom here, the pain is such terrible, sharp pain that it's ruining his life.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, when I ask questions, one of the things that happens if you're a Christian and you're an empath, it's called word of knowledge. In other words, you pray with people and you talk to them and you'll get a word of knowledge. So besides just the medical things that I know are going on, one of the things I got with him is that he's at very high risk that this is cancer. Uh-huh. So I told him he needs to get an AMAS cancer marker test and a high-speed CT scan and PET scan done. And we need to give him anti-inflammatories, but anti-cancer nutraceuticals.
Well, for the pain, too, how about that pain away cream?
Pain away cream and Inflamex are the first two things. For the cancer, elagic acid, malignant block, and our cell defense. And the Power C Plus, okay? And he does those things, it's going to help dramatically. You can probably get his pain away, and then we can get him on nutraceuticals to help fight the cancer and get him into an IPT cancer clinic where they do the tests in Greece at Athens and get him the cancer vaccine. If he does have cancer, we give him the vaccine against the blood vessels, which was approved by the need to try law passed last year by Trump. And then we can actually do that along with IPT therapy and my nutraceuticals and ozone therapy. Ozone therapy IV or in our hyperbaric chamber will help to fight the cancer.
Next, Bill, is Lisa from Maryland. Hello, Dr. Bill. I would like to place an order, but I don't know what items to select. I listened to one of your most recent broadcasts, and you went very quickly through it. Can you please put together a package of protocol for me to combat this horrible coronavirus unleashed upon us?
Well, I'm going to go over the coronavirus. There's basically different layers. First layer is you need antivirals.
Would you like to give us the latest news on the coronavirus, or would you just... finish what you want.
Okay, first off, you want to stop the virus. You want antivirals. We have our Neutrodyne, which is plasma iodine. It's not like anybody else's iodine they call nascent. It's monoatomic plasma iodine, so we put to a Tesla field. Right. Prophesied 100 years ago by Edgar Cayce. We have a guy that designed it. We have a technician make it for us that used to be working with NASA. Then we have AlcinMed from Germany. And then we have my Neutro Silver, which is not like any colloidal silver. It's monoatomic silver in a determined depleted solvent with liposomes and a radionic frequency embedded in it. Then we have antivirals. My Nutri Defense actually will strip off the capsule of all viruses, RNA and DNA, and kill the bacterial cell wall of all pathogens. Then we have defense wipes, and we have the NIOSH mask. I want you to add a little visor for people if they're traveling so they don't get droplet spray, because now we know it's not just droplets, what's called aerosol. So they discover that if there's an aerosol, like somebody poops in an apartment above them in Hong Kong, they discovered 10 floors, the actual toilet seat, if the toilet seat's up, will aerosolize the feces, and the aerosolized virus can actually infect you. That's how infective this is.
What?
That's in the public. Dr. Campbell I saw his report over the last few weeks. And the healthcare people in Hong Kong discovered this. It's aerosolized even from toilets that are connected by 10 floors. Okay, so that's how very freaking infective it is. It's not just droplet spray, like somebody's within 6 feet or 2 meters. It can literally get you 100 yards.
That's for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's proven now. But anyway, so you want our antivirals, then you want our antiviral nutraceuticals like NutriDefense. We want NutriImmune 26, why it'll tag all pathogens, because it's not that the virus will get you. You can have Haemophilus influenzae or strep pneumonia or some other bug in your airways, and as soon as the virus hits you hard enough, you get a secondary pneumonia and can die from it. So you want our NutriImmune 26, why it'll tag all the co-pathogens. And then you want to actually stop the cytokine storm, because what happens is this virus, an Indian scientist actually sequenced this a few months ago and he got in trouble for it, and found that there's 4 AIDS genes in it. So it's not like SARS of 2003 or MERS, which is the virus that came out of the camels that got into humans back in Africa. This sucker has got 4 genes from AIDS, so it's like getting a cold and getting terminal AIDS.
No.
So your CD4 cell count, your CD4 cell count drop. So you want to take Power C Plus.
Sorry.
Okay. You got to take Power C Plus, high enough dosage. We're talking about like 4 to 6, 3 times a day. And our cell defense, and I'm working on another product that'll be one you can mix in your drink curcumin.
I'm just about to, I'm mind-boggled just by all you just said right there, and I know a lot of our listeners, that some of them could not possibly ever, get all that stuff. So if you were, to make it, pretty compact for the four most important things that the average person on the, that's necessary for someone on a budget, because I know we have lots of listeners that can't get everything.
I would
mention But they could get three or four things. How would you itemize it being the most important, like right now?
I would get Neutrodyne.
Yep, number one. Always
I would get Alcimed, Power C Plus, and Cell Defense. And then you want to get these things like an eye mask to cover your face. And
wait, no, but for the supplements, your Neutrodyne. That's interesting you say Cell Defense, because that's in the advanced, you know, first line of defense kit. If you're looking for what's in the defense kit...
We've got a cytokine storm in it.
Just a sec, Bill. I just see that's real sweet. Just a sec, Bill, instead of saying, let me finish.
Yeah, yeah.
See, which sounds better? Just a sec, Bill?
Yeah, I know.
Let me finish.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Okay?
Sorry.
Anyway, I know you're laughing now. I don't even know what I was talking about because the look on your face right now, they can be laughing.
Yeah.
Okay, so first line defense kit is what you look for.
I would just get the kit, to be honest with you. I would
just
actually
get
the kit? I'd just get the first line kit. Now we have additional products.
See Cell Defense, even Alisomet.
No, I'll tell you what.
Nutrimune 26.
Well, the reason
is not in the original kit, it's in the advanced.
Right, but I would actually, in the advanced, I call the plus.
Yeah.
You want to add a little visor mask,
right.
Okay? And the other thing we want to add is I'm actually working on adding a powder to mix in drinks. It's a special for liposomal curcumin for drinks.
Okay. Now you're getting more
those
complicated.
Those are no.
Keeping it simple.
Well, it's simple isn't going to work.
Simple ones again? People that just right now only have so much money and they're thinking, what can I get to protect myself? I would have guessed, besides the Neutrodyne, I would have said the Neutrodyne, the Power C, the NutriDefense, because that's really good. That's 600 milligram.
Right.
Yeah. And I would let you guess number four. What it could be. What is number four?
Number four, the Alisomed.
Oh. So I'm going to have to switch up the kit.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
You keep saying Alisomed. I'm
going to have to
switch up the kit.
Yeah, and it's neutral silver. Myatomic silver is antiviral.
Why is Alisomed? Why should it be in the kit?
Because
you didn't put it in the original kit.
No, because you wanted to cut it down to X number of dollars. So I said, well, this is what I wanted. But I would tell people... The reason is the neutral silver will kill the virus. But the thing that's going to kill you may not be the virus. It may be the co-pathogen sitting in your airway, like your sinuses.
Mm-hmm.
You already have, for example, most people don't realize this, they already have, say, strep pneumonia or Haemophilus influenza or someone like Proteus sitting in your airway. And all you need to do is hit hard enough with the virus and it takes off and kills you. So most people already have, you see, think of it this way, you know, what's worse, being eaten by wolves or by ducks? Ducks, because they don't have teeth. And ducks will chew at you for a year before they eat you, but wolves will eat you in a couple of minutes, right?
Okay.
They have teeth, okay?
All right.
So what happens, you've got to think of it this way. The bacteria sitting there causing some trouble, but they can't cause trouble until the virus irritates the airway so much the bacteria can explode and kill you, block your airways off, and you get a crinkly pattern on the CT scan of your lungs, and you say, oh, that's it, you got a alveolar arterial blockade, and you're ready to die. Because you know, yeah, you need to be on a ventilator, or if it gets real bad, doesn't even work. You'd be in a heart-lung bypass machine.
Well, it looks like not only am I working on some commercials for GCN, but I'm also working on fixing up the.
Well, you might even have three layers. You might have what's called three layers of kit. Have a core kit and have a plus one and plus two levels.
Okay, let's do that. Then everybody can afford it.
Yeah, you get a really, really core kit, like a level one.
That's
kit.
That's what I was trying to.
And
ask
a level two. I can help you with that this weekend.
Okay.
And so
we'll
I would
work
say,
on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I want people to know that. And additionally, I want to see. Number one, a little visor, because if you're going to an airport,
well, I'll work on
and
that.
So, and the aerosols in the airport or circulating,
yeah.
let's say in a building,
mm-hmm.
that aerosol is going to infect you, even if you got a mask on, because it's covering your nose and your mouth, but it's going to get in your tear ducts.
Are you kidding me?
No, that's how bad it is. This is the most infected.
I've told you, I had a zombie.
Now,
what are you trying to make my zombie?
No,
worse?
I'm trying to tell you. Now, I don't know whether or not it's 2.5% like the flu that killed 100 million people in 1918 and my grandmother's brother and sister.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's like we think is around 17-18% lethal. But what's happening is it's the most infective infection in human history.
Okay,
this little
so
bugger.
This comes to my next question.
It's going to affect everybody.
Where are we right now? Because I did ask you last week, and I will ask you again next week. I think for our listeners, everybody that's hasn't been missing the last few days would like to know where are we.
Well, first off, as of 2 weeks ago, the economy in China contracted $420 billion. They just took off something like, I think, 69 more products off of tariffs against the United States, China did, because their economy is collapsing. They're in medical martial law, and we're heading toward it probably by the summer or fall.
What do you mean they're in medical martial law? What's that?
They, rather than testing them to even measure their temperature to a PCR, they shoot them dead and put them in an incinerator.
Who does?
The Chinese now. They've actually moved so many incinerators, they call them animal incinerators, to Wuhan and to Hubei, the whole province, that they're incinerating so many bodies that are detecting sulfur dioxide in their satellites over China now.
But isn't it still concentrated in that one area?
No. No.
Well, what is it? What is happening
now? It's spreading all over the place in China. And the thing is, there are a thing called the R-naught score, which is how effective you are if you're going to infect someone else. The R-naught score is really high. It was 6.7. And by closing it off, and even by welding the doors to apart buildings so people can't go out to even go to groceries or go to a restaurant, the R-naught score only dropped to 3.7, which means it's not doing a damn thing. The reason is, by the time somebody gets symptomatic, they've already infected up to 14 people. So it's not going to do a damn thing. And the idea of even shooting people that you think have a temperature isn't going to do anything to stop this plague from spreading. Now, it's not a matter of how many people are dead, whether it's 2% or 20%. The whole, you got to understand, the globalists put release this because they want to do medical martial law for the world. This year's the year of the World ID. The World ID is this October. It's 8.5 months away. They want everybody to be tracked by... They want everybody on Earth.
I get these notices from California State. Yeah, the state of California.
Let me use a little hint humor here, okay? They don't have to put a chip in you like they talk about the Mark of the Beast. All they do is make a mandatory Velcro law. So you have to have your cell phone Velcro to a body part or you're going to be put in isolation. So if you don't have a Velcro to your shoulder or your chest or your butt or in your pocket.
Velcro? What are you talking about?
It's going to be what I call mandatory Velcro law. I'm being sarcastic.
Yeah, I know.
Because what they're really trying to say. They're getting ready to chip the population of Earth. And they have the biochip. Actually, when I visited Oak Ridge National Lab in Oak Ridge, Tennessee in 1999, and the Faffometrics in Chicago has shown the actual tracker chip for the world. And these low Earth orbit satellites.
Apparently some of the military's already used it. Using it.
Well, they did years ago. In fact, I actually took care of guys that had it back in the 80s, and what they did is they have a chip in their right shoulder and in their left buttock, and they could tell if they're laying on a battlefield and they're in the middle of, say, East Germany before the wall of the fall of the wall, they could tell if they're actually shot and not moving because they could actually see their two chips as they were moving if they're laying down or not.
Oh, boy.
So people say, Dr. Deagle, you know all the stuff? I said, yeah, I work in classified projects, okay? So you got to understand what's going on here is And but honestly,
should
this,
I go to another question?
This
though?
Is going to get real nuts. So people need to understand. First thing, I want people to get out of harm's way, take care of themselves, prep up with food, water, and self-protection, and pray and ask for God's direction. But don't be on the coast. Don't be at least 1,000 feet away.
What do you mean on the coast? I can see the ocean from the backyard.
No. I'm talking about right on the coast. You can be 10 miles in, and you can be 1,000 feet
where
we are.
We're 7 miles in.
Yeah, we're good. And you want to be at 1,000 feet, and you do not want to be within 25 miles of a fault zone in the West Coast or 125 miles in the East Coast, and you do not want to be within 120 miles of downwind of a nuclear reactor or any big city, anywhere in the world. If you're in a big city, it's a kill zone. Because if the power goes out...
I guess I got a big surprise for Bill today.
What?
We live between San Diego and Los Angeles.
No. That's between.
We live between?
No. We're not. We're not living in a big city.
No, but we live between them.
Doesn't matter. They can't get across Pendleton. That Pendleton will close off in about 40 seconds.
Oh, that's true. That's a big
And they can't get up from San Diego because there's only two freeways here, and those will close in about 30 minutes. There's no way it'll be a problem. Okay, and we're up in an area up in the mountains here where we actually have a gully around us and it's all surrounded by the most deadly rattlesnakes on the planet. We're on the side of a mountain that's totally defensible with 8 homes and with a wall around the whole damn thing. So
darn.
Yeah, so people have to understand.
The whole thing?
Now, I also want people to not only have guns, the most important thing is not just have guns, have bullets, but I'm also putting up on the site and talk about other people. Next week I have John Moron, who I've talked about for years. He's a Special Forces guy.
Okay.
We'll get over at Republic Radio. And I want people to have lethal and non-lethal weapons. For example, you can go to Amazon and buy a pepper spray ball gun for about $300. And you can fire a ball as far as a bullet, and it won't hurt anybody, kill them, but it'll make them blind for 2 days.
See, that sounds better.
So what you do is
you hit them with a... killing.
What you do is you get a pepper spray ball gun, and then you get a bunch of zip ties. So if somebody comes to your door and tries to harm you or take you away for civil detention, you just pepper ball them, and then zip tie them, and then put them in the back of your truck or car, and just haul them off to the sheriff.
Do I have time for one more question? I see we have 3 minutes to the top of the hour, and since we have no rules here, and I know you do have someone waiting at the top of the hour, can I do this?
Yeah.
Norma from Virginia.
Right.
My sister wants me to order a recommended B supplement for her in Florida for her birthday. I told her Cognition Plus, Power Methyl B12, And she said, and what else for B supplements? Cognition Plus isn't one by
No, no. I would get Vitamin or Max. Or Mix. Now, I tell people, you got to understand, the Mix is wonderful flavor. And for adults that don't want to take pills, the Mix is fantastic. When I make my drink up, I put Mix in it. Vitamin or Mix.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, you use it too.
I use it.
Are you taking out of Kelsey's? The one that I use for Kelsey's?
No, it's Bill's. Actually, I loan Kelsey's some.
No, do you get it up from the cupboard?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I mix a little bit in my drink.
I wonder why that was going down.
It's going down because the Billinator's getting them, you know?
Yeah.
I consume a lot of supplements.
I didn't know you took that too.
Yeah, I put, you know what's in my drink when I mix it up? I put in Calm Mind, uh-huh. Brain Mag to calm me down. This is a calm version of Bill, right? I put in Sports Energy Light. I put Keto Power, which we're going to change to Keto Slim because people don't realize it makes you slim if you take it. I'm putting the Mega Muscles. It gives you the muscles. You take it. If you're old, you'll get muscles. And if you're young, you build up the muscles. Okay, and then I put Vitamin or Mix in.
Can you answer this for Norman just before, because we only have a second or two so left here. So what was, I guess, the best B supplements besides
Vitamin or Max. And Vitamin or Max and Bio-LVR.
Yeah. What about the power B6? Methyl? No?
What?
B12, power methyl B12, she's asking about it.
No, no, that's B12. That's a totally different B. If we get BioLVR, it's your starter one. It has.
What's the difference between
B12? Well, let me say, you have a lower dose, you get it. B6, B12, and folate in the BioLVR.
Okay, well,
that's
there you
a starter.
Go. That answers.
But you
want
to take the Vitamin or Max and BioLVR. Those are the two that I would take.
Oh, you kept it nice and sweet and simple.
Yeah.
And guess what? Ta-da! Top of the hour. It's 1 o'clock. Time for me to go and make room for who?
Harley Schlanger will be on in a minute. He has lots. I'm sure his comments because.
I'm used to bumper music, and I'm not. And there isn't bumper music, but I want to say God bless you. We love you out there. We are spiritually connected. We'll meet each other one day in heaven.
If you want me to put bumpers, I can start getting bumpers and put it together over the weekend.
There's no point, Bill. We'll be at GCN in a week. We're cool. I'm going to go. Okay.
All right. Okay. I love you. And thank you out there for listening. Hour two is coming up.